questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Today with Dr. Alicia Didsbury. Hello, Dr. Alicia.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm quite well. It's quite cold, but I'm good.
Yeah, sorry. We had a fire alarm before, so we had to stand outside for about 20 minutes. So that was fun.
Oh, that's not cool.
We're talking cancer research today.
Yeah.
First of all, who are you?
Okay. Great question. I thought I'd just give you a little bit of background about where I've come from and why what I'm doing is so important to me. So when I was 21, my dad passed away of cancer very suddenly. So we had from diagnosis to when he passed away, it was 8 months.
Oh, my God.
You know, like when you're in your early 20s, it's quite a journey as it is. But when you've got somebody super close to you passing away from something that's completely outside of anything that you can do, and you have that feeling of helplessness and everything's just out of control. So for me, that was a big turning point in my life. Like I was like, okay, that's it. I'm gonna do something about this, and I'm gonna go into cancer research. And originally, I thought that because I was a physics chemistry sort of person, so I thought I'd go into drug discovery. And while I was doing my undergrad, I had a random lecture from this guy who'd just come back from Oxford, and he was talking about cell therapy, and I had no idea what that meant. I'd not really done any biology. And he showed these amazing images, and basically what they'd done is this was a patient with melanoma, and they'd taken some of the immune system out of that patient, grown it up outside of the body, and then put it back into the patient, and it had completely cleared that person's cancer. So, you know, the images were an image of a guy absolutely riddled in black with cancer, and then the next image, it was completely clear. And for me, that was just like this, oh my gosh, this is phenomenal. What is this thing? And I need to know more about it. And I decided pretty much right there and then that I was going to work with this man, and I was going to try and learn more about it.
Wow.
So that's Professor Rod Dunbar, and I did my PhD with him some time ago now, and I've actually been working with him for maybe about 15 years, I'd say.
Wow, okay.
And really it's been just this incredible journey of learning about the immune system, learning about what we can and can't do. And over that time, what's happened is that the nature of these therapies have changed, so they've become a lot more mainstream. Like when I first learned about it, it was pipe dream stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. They had these cures in about one or two in about 60 patients, and these are really sick patients, right? They've used up all the other treatments, and this was the only option. So it was this sort of tantalizing idea that maybe we could actually make this work, but only in some circumstances. And so what's happened over the last sort of 10 years is that there's been a couple of really key drug discoveries which have then gone on to be amazing therapeutics. So one that a lot of people think about is Keytruda. And some people might know about that, and this is a newish melanoma drug where it basically releases the immune system inside the patient, and then the T cells, which is part of the immune system, attack the cancer. And in the case of melanoma, it can completely clear it. For other types of tumours, it doesn't really work inside the body, so that's where we want to take the cells outside, and then we grow them outside the body and target them to the tumour and then put them back in.
Right. This is what this original guy was doing.
That's what he was doing. And right. It's actually really incredible.
What is it about the cells being outside the body that makes them work when they're inside they don't?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So there's a couple of things. One is that the tumor fights back. Within patients, you will get a little bit of an immune response quite often, but the tumor does has these mutations, which mean that it can sort of stop that action.
Right.
And if you're taking the cells out, then you're sort of relieving them of that sort of dampening down. The other thing which is really important is actually getting the immune system to target the tumour. And that's actually where most of my research has been, because it's quite tricky. Our immune systems are really designed to deal with viruses, like when we're talking about the T cells, which are the ones that are killing the cancer, they're really designed to deal with T cells. With viruses, and in the cancer setting, it's a lot harder for the immune system to see it.
Right.
So that's part of what we're doing when we take the cells out, is we're training it basically to actually see the tumor.
Is what you're talking about? I've heard of T cell therapy.
Yep.
That's
what we're talking about. Yep.
So is there an institute in Christchurch or?
So you're thinking of the Maligan?
Yes.
And
yes,
yeah,
yes.
So that they've done a really incredible job. So internationally, CAR T therapy, which is what they're doing, and so that's basically, and this is just another way of targeting the tumor, where you put in. So CAR stands for chimeric antigen receptor, which means that it's like it's a transgenic receptor that you put into the cell. Now, part of it is targeted to the tumor, and then part of it has the sort of signaling, what we call signaling mechanism. So it's like the stuff inside the cell that tells the cell what to do. So it's this a mishmash receptor, basically. And it works really well in some circumstances. So it works really well for B-cell lymphomas because we can target B-cells really easily. It hasn't worked as well in the solid tumor setting. So when we think about blood cancers like leukemias, that's where we're thinking CAR T at the moment. And the Maligan have done a fantastic job, because what they've done is they have designed a homegrown CAR T. So these are available overseas, but they're really, really expensive.
Right.
And because we're such a small country, most of the pharmaceutical companies that are marketing these, the commercially available ones, they're not going to go to market in New Zealand.
Right.
So for a lot of our patients, what we're seeing is that they have to self-fund if they want these therapies, either in Australia or further abroad, and it can be very costly. And, you know, to be a late-stage cancer patient and then have to self-fund some of these therapies, as well as essentially going overseas for the treatment, that's a really big ask.
It's like a couple of hundred grand?
More like 500, Jesus. 600, wow. Yeah. The commercially available ones, unless you can get them on trial, the commercially available ones are very expensive.
Right, okay. So the research that you're leading, is there a new facet to the research that you're about to start?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things. So I work for Te Aka, which is the University of Auckland Centre for Cancer Research. And basically, as an organisation, Te Aka have really looked at the cancer landscape and said, okay, actually, we see a really strong future in cell therapy and we want to support that. And so basically what my job is now is part of it is driving this research, but part of it is actually building a platform or a program where we can work out the best way to deliver these therapies, because at the moment they are still really expensive. And in New Zealand, we don't really have the capacity to manufacture these cells. So, you know, when I talk about, oh, it's really nice, we take the cells out of the body and grow them, that sounds really easy. But actually, manufacturing is super, super difficult. And this is what drives the cost of these therapies up so much. So what we really want to build is a program where we can take the best ideas that our scientists around the country are coming up with, and they can do that on the bench, but then we can take those ideas and develop it into a program where it's where we can manufacture them in a safe way, because obviously if you're growing cells outside of the body, they have to be contained in a certain way. You can't have any contamination, all that sort of stuff.
And are these being grown in like a petri dish kind of thing?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, it's what we call GMP, which is good manufacturing practice. And it's intense, you know, like this is the full, you look like you're a beekeeper sort of style stuff and you're doing all your things. And it's pretty intense. It's costly. So what we really want to do is be moving to closed systems. So, you know, where we could take the cells from a patient and then just plug it straight into a machine that's going to do the work for you. Even then, there's still a lot of regulatory stuff that you have to deal with, and there's a lot of containment and all those sorts of things. But that's what we want to do. And so we're actually working on a collaboration with Auckland City Hospital and the New Zealand Blood Service. So the New Zealand Blood Service really are doing cell therapies because they do the stem cell transplants for our leukemia patients or blood cancer patients. So they've got a lot of expertise in that space, but they're not in the cell manipulation space. Right. So what we're doing is we're really building those relationships so that we can actually make products that can be delivered in the healthcare setting. Because
when you say products, do you mean like a drug or is it the treatment? Because you're not actually adding a drug in this process, right?
You're not actually, but what we call this is basically using live cells as the medicine rather than a drug.
Right.
So that's why we call it a product, because it's the end. The end stage thing that we give back to the patient. Okay. It's a medicine, but it's not a drug.
Right.
Yeah.
But a little bit of yourself, giving a bit of yourself back.
Well, I mean, this is what really attracted me to the idea in the first place, is that it is this idea that you're taking, you know, your own immune system and making it work for you.
Yeah. As opposed to bringing in something foreign which your body could reject, etc.
Yeah, and one of the things that's really incredible about it is how specific it is. So compared to, say, a chemotherapy drug, which might just hit, everything that is rapidly dividing or looks a certain way, these therapies are a lot more targeted. You're still going to get side effects. You know, no medicine has zero side effects. That's never going to be the case. And the more you manipulate the cell, the more likely you are to have these side effects. So like with CAR-T, some of the side effects are considerable. But the benefit of it is huge. And when you talk to patients compared to standard treatment, so say we're talking in a B-cell lymphoma setting, where standard treatment might be a stem cell transplant, a lot of the patients will say, well, actually the CAR-T that we received was a lot easier to manage in terms of side effects than the stem cell transplant.
Right.
So it's looking really, really promising. But the issue is that our patients aren't getting it. So in New Zealand, we're not getting it. The Milligan has its product in a phase 2 clinical trial. And so they've treated 30 patients in their phase 1, and they've got, I think they might be up to 10 patients now, maybe not quite that much, but they've planned to do 60. There's still a lot more patients than that. And so what we really want to see is more opportunity for our patients to actually access these medicines.
So how do you achieve that? What are the steps to getting there?
It's really, really tricky. So actually for us, the first thing we're going to do is we're going in with a slightly different therapy to build this relationship. So we're looking at building what we call viral specific T cells. So you know how I said that that T cells are really, what they do best is target viruses. So if you've got a patient who's gone through multiple different types of therapies and their immune system's knocked back really badly, especially in the setting where they've had a transplant of some sort, either stem cell transplant or solid transplant, and then what happens is that they get immune suppressed, okay? And so the viruses that are sitting in their body can come out and they can and make them really, really sick. And we have some antivirals, which they'll get first, but quite often these patients have other complications, which means that the antivirals either can't be tolerated or can't even be used in that setting.
Mm.
So what we can do is we can take T cells that can target the virus. Sorry, talking virus here now. And we can give those to the patient as a medicine. And that's actually, I mean, it's a lot easier to do than targeting cancer, because like I said, that's what T cells are really made to do. So in the first instance, that's actually what we're going to build. So we'll build a bank of these cells, which will be able to be matched to our patients the same way you do like a bone marrow matching.
Oh, okay.
And so that means that as the patients come in and if there's a problem when they have this viral reactivation, then we can immediately access the bank. We don't have to go through the growing step, which can take quite a lot of time.
Right,
and okay. We can give them this medicine straight away.
Wow.
So at the moment, Australia do this quite well, and we've been buying in these viral-specific T cells from Australia. But we tend to leave it quite late in the piece with that, because it's actually quite difficult to bring these cells in. And so they don't work as well in the really late setting.
Right. And these T cells that are from other people, yep. Is there any kind of, you know, like, do they have to, you know, like blood, there's got to be blood yep. types and stuff.
No, is it the same for matching. Cells? Yeah, it is. It is the same. And so this is the other issue, is that New Zealand is, when we're talking about our tissue types, we're actually very unique. We have some very unique populations here that you don't really see in other parts of the world. And it actually becomes really difficult for us to tissue match these cells. So this is another argument for really having a homegrown bank of cells that we can give our patients early in the setting, and that we can easily match.
Oh my God, this is fascinating.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah. And how big's your team?
I have a couple of different teams. I've got a team which I do my research with, and then the team that I'm building now for this program. And at the moment, it's me and a couple of other people. But as we get funding and as we build these collaborations, it will grow. It will grow quite considerably.
Right. Well,
yeah.
That's fascinating and very well explained, I must say. I mean, I understood more of that than I thought I would. So.
it's not too hard. It's not too hard. It's like, you know, immune system, kill stuff.
Yeah, okay, cool. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, just thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Well explained, and I'm sure your father would be super proud of the work you're doing. It sounds amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, nice one. Nice to have you. That's Dr. Alicia Didsbury from the University of Auckland discussing, say it again,
Cell therapy.
Yeah.
Cell therapy?
Yeah, thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.